Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with the Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, March 10. We were stronger in the corn and in the soybeans, but wheat had another day of profit taking or liquidation. So let's take a look at the wheat. May Chicago finished down $1.14.5 at 1087, almost $1.40 off the earlier highs at 1221, about $1.40 range there. 1080 to 1221 and a quarter to be exact. May Kansas City finished down 48 and 3/4 cents at 1065 and 3/4, putting in a high at 1151, had about $1.10 range there. Minneapolis May wheat finishing down 29 cents at 1055, a 90 cent range there. We were about 65 cents off an earlier high at 1120. There was allegedly some scheduled talks between Russia and Ukraine. I don't know what anyone was expecting out of that, but early on we had some strength in the wheat after opening sharply lower overnight. I think it was on disappointment in those talks, but not enough to sustain those rallies back after such sharp sell-offs in the last few days, and the selling continued. Export sales came out lower end of the range, 370,000. Versus estimates of between 250 and 700,000. So again, the market obviously paying a whole lot more attention to the geopolitical risks than the sales at this point. Taking a look at corn, moving in the opposite direction. December corn finished up 15 cents at 651 and 3/4. That's going to be a new high close by a few cents from earlier in the week. May corn closed up 22 and 3/4 cents at 755 and 3/4. South America getting a bit of rain both in Argentina and Brazil on and off, so things may be stabilizing there. Export sales very strong, came in at 2.166 million metric tons. That was versus estimates of between 550,000 and 1.9. CONAB pegging Brazil's corn crop at 112.34 million metric tons. That's about unchanged, and it's about 1.7 million metric tons below the USDA's current 114 number there. Taking a look at the soybeans, we had May finish up 14 and a half cents at 1686 and a quarter, at about a 40 cent range in the May. November new crop beans finished up 18 and a half cents at 1492 and a quarter cents, about a 36 cent range there. Beans moving to the higher end of the range that they have been in for the last couple of weeks. It looks like that'll be a new high close as well, taking out the previous from February 23rd at 1488. Export sales in the beans, very strong, 3.09 million metric tons. They were looking for estimates of between 1.8 and 3.2. A good chunk of that, all the flash sales that have been going to China recently. CONAB has the Brazilian bean crop set at 122.77 million metric tons. That's down from their previous 125.47 and well below the USDA's recent 127. Taking a look at outside markets, extreme volatility there as well. We've got the dollar trading up 51 ticks, 98.47. We've got crude oil trading down about $2.65. Per barrel, 106.06, about $8, $8.50 off a previous high at 114.88. And we've got the stock market right now trading down about 175 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.